I'm RJ Abbott from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 2nd of May, 2024. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. On Monday the 29th, Parliament made its second reading of the Russian law. Recall that the bill was passed on the 17th of April with 83 votes. Otsneva had called a support rally for that day on the 29th. People from the regions came, checked in to register that they were there, left to head back home to the regions or see some sights. So it only lasted about half an hour with not much enthusiasm. Impossible to compare that to the bravery and enthusiasm of the pro-EU, anti-Otsneva, anti-Russian law demonstrations with tens of thousands of people around the clock and often over 100,000. More on both rallies later. During the second reading, tensions flared at the legal committee session as Anna Tsitlidze, a member of the United National Movement, or Natsebi, became the seventh opposition deputy ejected that day. Henri Okhanashvili, chairman of the committee, ordered her removal following a heated exchange with Mamuka Mdineradze, member of the Georgian Dream, or Otsneva, and the leader of the parliamentary majority, where Tsitlidze accused Otsneva of dodging their questions. It's not good that all these opposition MPs are getting kicked out. It shows that Otsneva is not even keeping up a pretense of democracy anymore. The reason they make the ruling party MPs so angry is that they video and post lots of the hypocritical and idiotic things they say in these hearings, and it's embarrassing for Otsneva. The Monday rally with paid supporters, Otsneva defended its policies, including, bizarrely, what it called its tough stance on nationalism, and as always, banning LGBT propaganda and supporting the Russian law to protect national values and reject foreign interference, whatever that means. The ruling party urged everyone, quote, who cares about homeland, language, and faith, end quote, very famous and powerful phrase from Georgian history, to participate. This rally backed what the ruling party called the, quote, right Georgian path, end quote. The event, called General People's Meeting, kicked off with Georgia's national anthem. Otsneva brought people from other regions and also other forces within the party, like the youth wing of Otsneva, which had a big banner that says, towards Europe with dignity. Bidzina Ivanishvili, the party's founder, delivered a speech. It's worth examining. He said those against the Russian law will fizzle out before the elections and said ominous things about what would happen after the elections. The new talking points, homeland, language, and faith, and very hypocritically, he advocated for Georgia's European integration aspirations, although the EU has been as clear as they have ever been about anything in history that the passage of the Russian law will put the brakes on any Georgian integration into the EU. On the flip side, Tuesday the 30th, President Salome Zurabishvili criticized Otsneva's rally, labeling it a Putin-style maneuver. She pointed out that the ruling party bussed in civil servants from various regions specifically to support Otsneva. She posted a photo on Twitter showing a traffic jam packed with buses headed to Tbilisi. Her tweet read, "Today is a Putin-style rally. Civil servants brought to Tbilisi by bus to celebrate the ruling party's decisions. Real Georgia, free Georgia, European Georgia." On Tuesday the 30th, Shalva Papuashvili, chairman of parliament, announced that the Russian law would not undergo its second reading vote on that day as planned due to the protests. The discussion continued on Wednesday the 1st, where parliament adopted the draft law on transparency of foreign influence in its second reading with 83 deputies supporting and 23 opposing. There's been a heated debate over the past 2 days, with some arguments turning physical. Going back to Rustaveli Avenue on Wednesday the 1st, Georgian special forces, under orders from the Ministry of Internal Affairs, aggressively dispersed peaceful protesters who were against the Russian law by using tear gas and water cannons. The police forcibly removed demonstrators. Since the media access was restricted, citizens didn't know if the protesters sustained injuries or not. Violent actions provoked anger and calls for investigation from the Public Defender, Transparency International Georgia, and the Georgian Young Lawyers Association. President Salome Zurabishvili condemned the government's disproportionate force, saying that the police were denying citizens their right to protest peacefully. On the night of Tuesday the 30th, during the rally, the police beat and arrested American lawyer Ted Jonas. Jonas is a well-known resident of Tbilisi, formerly with the international law firm Dentons. He had several injuries. His arrest sparked further concern among demonstrators and international observers, as he is a very well-known figure. On Wednesday the 1st, a rally against the Russian law on Rustaveli Avenue ended with 63 arrests. Alexandre Darakhvelidze, the Deputy Minister of Internal Affairs, cited petty hooliganism and disobedience as the reasons for these arrests. He stated that participants blocked the entrance to the Parliament building and refused to let members leave, violating the On Assemblies and Manifestations Law, despite the ministry's assertions of legal protocol enforcement. According to reports and eyewitnesses, the police used excessive force. By 10:15 p.m., they began using pepper spray, tear gas, water cannons without warning, escalating tensions with chaos continuing until late into the night. On Wednesday the 1st, another rally against the Russian law in Tbilisi saw an unexpected wave of supporters as numerous city bus drivers joined the cause. These drivers strategically parked their buses on the main avenues along both banks of the Kvadi River, blocking the entire city. People left their cars on the streets and joined the protests. This move not only disrupted normal traffic, but also symbolically joined forces with students already protesting in front of Tbilisi's Justice House. Recall that many of the protesters belong to Gen Z or are students and switch from one place to another to protest everywhere. The morning of Wednesday the 1st, after 5 hours of tense confrontation, the Ministry of Internal Affairs ordered Speznaz, sort of military police, to pull back from Rustaveli Avenue, handing control back to the No Russian Law protesters. Heavy robo cops and regular police forces also retreated, returning to their original positions at the entrance of Parliament, and protesters quickly moved forward to regather the Parliament building. Evening of the same day, there were protests against the Russian law with supporters from all over Georgia, including Batumi, Guria, Kutaisi, Imereti, and more regions. The crowd grew huge with over 85,000 on Rustaveli Avenue. Late in the evening, things got intense. Special forces again inside Parliament courtyard started firing water cannons and tear gas because they say protesters tried to break into the Parliament building. Demonstrators had planned to split into three groups, one going to Otsneva headquarters, another to the Chancellery, with a third staying on Rustaveli Avenue. But when police hit them with tear gas, the crowd panicked. Ambulances rushed to help. Someone started a fire outside a Parliament entrance. Despite chaos, everyone stuck together. The younger crowd was ready with masks, water, and first aid, helping out wherever it was needed. Eight protesters ended up in the hospital with cuts, breathing issues, and other injuries. One has been discharged. That's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. If you want to help us out, want to love these updates even more, we've prepared a quick survey that'll take a few minutes to fill out. Now, you might be tangled in a web of errands, buried in a pile of laundry, wondering what on earth show notes even are, but trust us, it's worth it. Your feedback helps us out a lot. Keep the updates coming your way. Nachmandis.